guidance.
我们今天也是我们布道会的第三个晚上。
Tonight is the third evening of our evangelical service.
大家平常生活非常的忙碌。
We all have very busy lives.
但是忙碌之余，我们心里面都有一种渴望。
However, in our busy lives, we always have this desire.
想要得到人生真正的意义。
Because we all seek after the true meaning of life.
还有追求真理。
And to seek after the truth.
所以愿神祝福我们。
So may God bless you all.
今天晚上我们再次要请从美国远道而来为我们正道的周慧嘉传道来替我们正道。
This evening we would like to again invite preacher Jonathan Chu, who is visiting from the U.S.
他要为我们陈明救恩的题目“真神救人的恩典”。
And he will be sharing with us the topic of the grace of God that brings salvation.
现在我们把时间交给周传道。
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
非常欢迎我们亲爱的朋友以及主内弟兄姊妹
again,
多忙参加今天晚上的布道会。
Again, we welcome all the friends and families as well as all the brothers and sisters and to be here to attend the services with us.
今天晚上我们所要见证的题目是真神救人的恩典。
This evening, the topic we would like to share is the salvation of God, the grace of God that brings salvation.
我们来看提多书第二章。
Let's refer to the book of Titus, chapter 2.
提多书二章十一节。
Titus, chapter 2, verse
11. 因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
说神要救人的好消息爱已经显现出来了。
It says the good news of God's salvation has been revealed.
然后借着传扬的功夫把这样好的信息传到各地方。
So through preaching of this gospel, this good news can be preached to all the places.
很多人听到了这个美好的信息相信福气就临到他们身上。
And if anyone who hears this good news and believe, then he will be blessed.
他说真神要拯救世人的好消息。
And this is the good news of God's salvation.
我们昨天晚上谈到说这个宇宙当中有一位真神。
Last night we mentioned that there is a God in this universe.
说虽然很多人都在拜神，有各样不一样的神。
Even though many people worship many different gods.
但真正的神只有一位。
However, there is only one true God.
他是创造天地万物。
He is the creator of the universe.
他是造我们人类的祖先。
He created the ancestors of human beings.
他将生命气息万物赐给我们。
And he gave us life as well as everything else.
我们人跟神有一种父主之间亲密的关系。
So between us and God, it is a relationship of a father and children.
但是我们人因为祖先的犯罪所以人出生就离开神。
However, because our ancestors sinned, therefore, they left God.
所以真神为着爱我们来到世界寻找世上的人。
But because he loves us, therefore, he came to the world to seek after, men.
所以2000年前耶稣来到世界。
So 2000 years ago,Jesus came into this world.
主要的目的就是要来拯救我们世人。
And his main purpose was to come to save human beings.
耶稣讲了一个比喻。
The Lord Jesus said a parable.
说一个人有两个儿子。
In this parable, he mentioned that a man has two sons.
小儿子对父亲说。
And the younger son said to the father,
你把要分给我的财产就分给我。
Just give me my portion of the inheritance.
应该犹太人是父亲离开世界以后，财产才分给他们的孩子。
Usually in Jewish customs, the inheritance of the father is usually passed on to the children when the father leaves this world.
但是这个 孩子啊，要求父亲啊，事先把财产分给他。
However, this child, this son, first asked, requested his father to give him his inheritance.
父亲为着爱他，就照他所要求的答应了。
And because his father loved him, therefore he agreed to do so.
那这个孩子就把所得到的财物啊，就变卖掉。
However, this son, he went and sold his inheritance.
然后带着很多的钱财跑到很远的地方去。
Then with a lot of wealth, he went to a far place.
想要在那边过一个更好的生活。
Because he wanted to live a better life there.
那是因为他钱财很多，所以结交了很多的朋友。
And because he had much wealth, therefore he had a lot of friends.
因为他财富很多，所以就尽情的花费。
And because he was very wealthy, therefore he spent generously.
那这个后来不久，他就把所有的钱财都花光了。
However, not long after, he spent all his money.
他的朋友一个一个就离开他。
And then his friends started to leave him one by one.
他就穷苦起来。
So he became poor.
他在那个时候又遇到饥荒。
At that time, there was a famine.
所以他为着生活不得已就去帮人家养猪。
And to make a living, he was forced to look after pigs.
看到猪吃的豆荚很喜欢但是主人却不给他吃。
And when he saw the food of the animals, he wanted to eat them, but his master did not allow.
所以他就想到说，我难道要在这里饿死吗？
Then he realized that, will I die of hunger here?
我的父亲啊，家里有很多的财产。
My father's house, he has a lot of possessions.
他有很多的雇工。
He has a lot of servants.
虽然我已经把父亲给我的财富啊发挥光了。
Even though I have spent all the inheritance that my father has
given me. 所以我要回到父亲那里。
But I will return back to my father's
house. 我要对父亲说。我得罪了你，我得罪了天。
I will tell my father that I have sinned against you and I have sinned against the heaven.
我已经不配做你的儿子。
And I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
那主要你把我当做一个雇工好了。
So just treat me as one of your servants.
我替你工作，你给我三餐。
I will work for you, for food.
所以他就在困苦当中就醒悟过来，就跑回去了。
So in his difficulties,he woke up and then he went home.
但是这个孩子离开了以后啊，父亲其实天天啊都在盼望着这个孩子能够归来。
However, ever since this son left, the father always hoped for the son to come back.
所以突然间看到好像儿子回来的影子，就赶快跑过去。
So from afar, when he saw that the son has returned, he ran over.
儿子说：“父亲啊，我得罪了你。”
So the son said, "Father, I've sinned against you."
祖父亲却没有让他继续的讲下去，就抱住他连连的亲嘴。
But before he could finish, his father just went ahead and hugged him and keep on.
叫仆人说啊，赶快把上好的袍子给他穿，把衣服啊，把鞋子给他穿。
He also instructed his servants to put the best clothes and the best shoes on him.
把戒指戴在他手上。
And to put a ring on his finger.
然后叫仆人说，把那个最肥的牛啊，把它杀了。
And he also asked his servant to kill the one of the fattest cows.
然后请左右邻舍的人说，一起来跟他们参加这个宴席。
He was going to hold a feast and invite all his friends to come over.
因为他说啊，我这个儿子是失而又得的，是死而复活的。
Because he said that this son of mine was lost but now is found.
我们理当这样欢喜快乐。
And so it is reasonable that we can be joyful.
其实这个比喻啊，就是形容神跟我们之间的关系。
In fact, this parable is talking about the relationship between God and us.
我们人都是神所造、神所爱的。
We were all created by human, by God, and we were all loved by God.
但是我们是人啊，却远离了神啊，不认识他。
However, we left God and we lost the knowledge of him.
所以在我们的人生当中就充满着很多的劳苦跟愁烦。
Therefore, in our daily life, it is full of toil and labor.
人在我们的一生当中啊，没有真正的盼望。
In our life, oftentimes we don't have true hope.
但是神为着爱我们啊，亲自道成肉身来拯救我们。
However, because God loves us, therefore He became flesh and came into this world.
所以要把我们从诸般的患难当中啊拯救过来。
He came to save us from all trials and tribulations.
也要让我们胜过死亡，来得到永远的天国。
He wants us to overcome death and to receive the heavenly kingdom.
说神拯救人的恩典、啊、已经显明出来了。
Here says that for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
所谓的恩典、啊、就是要白白赐给我们的福气。
And this grace, this is freely given.
一个人做工、啊、得工价，这不是恩典。
If a person is paid for his work, then that is not grace.
因为这是他工作的报酬。
Because that is the reward for his labor.
啊，但是唯有不做工啊，白白得赏赐，这叫做恩典。
However, if you don't work yet, you receive something freely, then that is grace.
所以怎要拯救我们的是白白要赐给我们的福气。
So God's salvation for us.Is meant to be given to us freely.
不是我们做什么功德有什么善行。
It is not because we have done certain work or we have done certain good deeds.
主要你白白的你相信他，接纳他的救恩。
As long as you believe and if you believe him and accept his salvation,
啊，神就把这个福气啊白白赐给你。
Then God wants to give you His grace.
我们来看以赛亚书的五十五章。
Let's refer to the book of Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书五十五章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
啊，第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 3.
说你们干渴的人都当就近水来，没有银钱也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒喝奶。第二节
，two，
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的，用劳碌得来的，买那不能够使人饱足呢？你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。第三节
，three，
你们当就近我来。侧耳而听，就必得活。我必与你们立永约，就是应许大卫那可靠的恩典。那神在这里欢呼来呼吁世人说：“你们都可以来。”
Here God calls out to all men that come to me.
啊，渴渴的、饥饿的，通通可以来。
Everyone who thirsts, everyone who hunger, come.
啊，不要银钱，不要价值。
Without money and without price.
啊，让你们啊能够得到酒，得到奶，得到各样的美食啊，啊来得到饱足。
Come and have wine, milk, and all the different food and be satisfied.
说主要你来亲近他，他就把各样的美物啊啊赐给你，让你能够得饱足。
As long as you come and draw closer to him, then he will give you all the food.
啊，让你那个心中充满着喜乐。
So that you can be satisfied and you can have joy in your heart.
因为这是神应许要赐给我们的可靠的恩典。
Because this is what God has promised us. This is His grace.
所以神要赐给我们的福气啊，是不用代价的，只要你相信。
Therefore, the blessings that God wants to give to us is free of charge as long as you believe.
啊，这个福气哦，白白的是给你。
And this blessings is given to you freely.
我们为什么要需要这些救恩？
Why do we need salvation?
我们做到人生啊，充满着很多的苦难。
We know that in our life it is full of sufferings and
trials. 我们第一个晚上有谈到说，人生的苦难很多。
We already talked about in the first evening that we have many different sufferings and tribulations.
啊，身体上的疾病。
Whether it is sickness on our body.
啊，虽然现在医学进步啊，但是病痛还是存在。
Even though medicine is very advanced, but people still get sick.
啊，虽然有保险啊，但是保险 不能够保证你不生病。
Even though people have insurance, but insurance cannot guarantee you to not get sick.
人在生病当中自己受苦，家人跟着受苦。
That when people are in sickness, they themselves suffer as well as their family also suffer.
所以耶稣要担当我们的疾病，背负我们的痛苦。
But the Lord Jesus came to take up our sickness and to take up our burden.
所以有很多人啊，在那个病痛患难当中啊，医生没有办法医治，但是靠着主耶稣的恩典啊，能够得到平安。
So many people in their sicknesses, even though the doctors could not do anything for you, but from the Lord, they could receive peace.
我们人面对很多生活上的压力。
We may be facing with different stress in our life.
我们在落后的地方啊，我们知道有的为着生活很辛苦。
We know that some people they have to labor, have a very difficult life.
有的地方啊，缺乏粮食啊，遇到饥荒。
In some areas, they lack food and they have famines.
很多人呢、跑到美国北美地区来。
So many people came to the North America.
为着要追求更好的生活。
To pursue after a better life.
但是我们看到啊，来到这里，很多人呢觉得生活的这个压力很大。
However, we see that after arriving here, many people still feel a great deal of stress in their life.
所以也要面对很多生活上的压力。
So they also have to face the different pressures.
但是我们知道说啊，神会看顾我们的生活。
However, we know that God watches over our life.
我们看到很多新移民刚刚来的时候很辛苦。
We see many new immigrants when they first arrived here, their life was very difficult.
但是因为他们能够亲近神，神就看顾他们。
However, because they knew to draw closer to God,
慢慢的生活就安定下来。
And their life started to settle down.
在访问当中啊，看到很多的弟兄姊妹啊，真的神看顾我们。房子啦，工作啦，都相当稳定。
And oftentimes during our visitation, we've realized that God truly blessed a lot of our members that they don't lack anything.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们先求神的国，神的义。
So the Bible tells us that seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们生活所需要的东西呀、神就会为我们预备。
Then everything else that we need in our life.God will prepare.
所以我们不必忧虑说要吃什么，要穿什么。
So we don't need to worry about what to eat or what to drink.
所以这是外人所求的。
Because all these things are what the pagans ask for.
因为神给我们身体。
Because God has given us a body.
就知道我们必须要穿衣服。
Then of course he knows that we need to have clothes.
神给我们生命。也他也知道我们必须要饮食。
And God has given us life, therefore He knows that we need to eat.
他说我们主要把一切的忧虑卸给神啊，神会看顾我们的生活。
So we just need to hand over all of our worries unto Him, and He will watch over us.
我们也听过很多啊，这方面的见证。
And we have also heard many testimonies in this area.
神也会赐给我们、心灵上的平安。
God also can give us the peace of our heart.
我们现代人、有时候生活上的面对的压力很大。
In modern days, people have a lot of stress in their life.
所以圣经里面说、肉体的病痛、我们可以 忍受得住。
So the Bible describes that sometimes we can endurephysical sicknesses.
但是心灵的忧伤啊，有时候是人没有办法忍受的。
However, the sorrow of heart, of our heart is sometimes unbearable.
有的人遇到一些重大的灾难带给他心灵上的创伤。
Some people, when they meet up with great disasters, it brought a great impact to their inner peace.
有的遇到一些不幸的遭遇。
And some people met up with unfortunate circumstances.
有的眼泪都已经流尽了。
Some have already shed so much tears that there is nothing left.
对他的人生充满着灰心没有盼望。
They are so discouraged in their life that they have no hope.
所以这个心灵的忧伤非常的痛苦。
So the sorrows of our heart is truly terrible.
我有一次到阿根廷教会去。
Once we went to visit our church in Argentina.
那边一个布道会给我一个题目。
And it was during an evangelical service, and I was given a topic.
说叫做走出忧郁呀，迎向光明。
And the topic was coming out of depression and going into the light.
啊，原来就是他们那边有一个姐妹。
And it turns out that there was a sister there.
她很严重的忧郁症啊，啊，主耶稣医治她。
She suffered from severe depression, but the Lord Jesus healed her.
她在布道会的时候，这个姐妹出来做见证。
So, during this evangelical service, this sister stood up and testified.
她说她的大姑啊，她先生的大姐啊，是我们教会的信徒。
She testified that her husband's older sister is actually a member of our church.
她是在其他的教会。
And she was in another church.
啊，她这个大姑啊，常常跟她做见证。
So this sister-in-law of hers, you often testify to her.
啊，但是她对真教会啊没有好感。
But this person did not feel very good about
Children's Church. 真的是教会这个祷告很难看。
Because she felt that the Children's Church, the way they pray, is very.
所以她很不喜欢。
So she didn't really like it.
啊，不只是这样啊，她背后又讲了很多啊不好听的话。
And not just that, she also had said many bad things about the church.
所以她说啊，我这辈子啊不可能到真耶稣教会去了。
So she said to herself, I will never in my lifetime go to
Jesus Church. 后来她得到忧郁症。
However, later on, she came down with depression.
很长的时间啊，很痛苦。
For a long time, she was in a lot of suffering.
她的孩子她没有办法照顾。
She could not take care of her own children.
一两年的时间啊，一点笑容都没有。
And for a period of one or two years, she did not smile at all.
她常常感到很灰心，很难过。
And she often felt very discouraged and sad.
她痛苦的时候，常常想要去自杀。
And when she was at her worst moment, she often thought about killing herself.
啊，因为她所想的都是灰色的。
Because everything was gray in her life.
后来她的先生说啊，大姑跟我们讲说啊，大姐跟我们讲说啊，这个真的是教会有神迹啊。
And her husband then said to her that, our sister told us that there is a miracle in the church.
我们要不要去试试看
？So why don't we go and give it a try？
啊，后来她就跟教会的传道者联络。
So she contacted our preacher.
她先生啊，就带她到教会来。
And her husband brought her to church.
啊，传道者就跟她谈一些基本的道理。
And our ministerTalk to her about some of the basic beliefs.
邀她一起祷告。
And the minister invited her to pray to
him. 啊，祷告完以后，他们就回去了。
And after the prayer, they returned home.
她回到家以后啊，说她突然间会笑了。
And after she returned home, she said that all of a sudden she was able to smile.
她说大概两年多啊，都没有笑过啊。
She said before this, for two years, she never smiled.
因为那种忧郁症的人啊，根本笑不出来的。
Because someone who is suffering from depression, they cannot smile.
那就觉得很奇怪，我今天怎么开始笑了？
So she felt very strange. How come I'm smiling today?
啊，慢慢的啊，慢慢的啊，就来参加教会的聚会。
So gradually she came to attend services.
啊，大家帮助祷告，后来她就从忧郁症当中走出来。
And people pray for her and.At the end, she was able to walk out of her depression.
她非常喜乐啊，神赐给她平安。
And she was very joyful because she felt that God has given her peace.
她恢复正常的生活。
And her life returned back to normal.
后来她一个弟媳妇啊，患了胃癌。
And later on, her sister-in-law, another sister-in-law,
也是感到非常的难过。
Was had cancer, and she also felt.
结果她就把这个消息告诉她。
So.She then preached the gospel to her.
同时也邀她到教会来聚会。
And then invited her to come to church.
啊，感谢主啊！后来她弟媳妇的那个胃癌啊，也得到医治。
And thank the Lord. Later on, her brother's wife's cancer was also healed.
她说后来他们全家信主啊，全家非常喜乐。
So at the end, the whole family believed, and they were all very joyful.
所以神是给人安慰的神。
So God is a God who brings comfort.
啊，他在我们啊痛苦难过的时候啊，啊，他会把诸般的平安喜乐来充满我们的心。
So in our suffering, in our sadness, God will give us peace and joy.
他说我们人啊会有劳苦患难的生活。
As human beings, we often have very we have a very difficult and laboring.
啊，主要就是罪的关系。
And this is a result. This is a result of sin.
我们一般人啊，谈到这个罪啊，大家都不喜欢听。
Usually people don't like to talk about sin.
我没有做什么伤天害理的事，为什么说我有罪
？I haven't done anything terribly wrong. Why do you say that I have sin?
我们在纽约啊，有一个老姐妹。
In New York, we have an elderly sister.
她说她本来是国民党的干部。
She said that she originally was an official in the
后来被关了十八年。
But later on, she was put into prison for 18 years.
因为共产党说她有罪。
Because the Communist Party.
所以她的孩子自己都没有办法照顾。
Therefore, she couldn't take care of her child.
她的婆婆后来到美国来。
And later on, her mother-in-law came to the United States.
把她的孩子就带到美国来。
So the mother-in-law brought her children to the United States.
后来她的儿子就帮她申请身份，所以她后来移民到美国。
And then her children. Was able to bring her over to the U.S.
有人来到教会以后，听到说我们人都有罪。
So when she came to church and heard that when we say that,
她说我一辈子都做罪人啊，人生有什么意义啊
？So she said that I have been a sinner all my life. So what is the meaning of life?
我以前
呢，
共产党说我有罪，把我关十八年。
Because before I was condemned by the Communist Party and I was put in prison for 18 years.
现在来到教会又说我有罪。
And now I'm in church and you say that I have sinned.
然后我们后来就慢慢跟他解释。
So then we started to try to explain to her.
因为我们人类的祖先得罪神。
We explained that because our forefathers, the ancestor of human beings, sinned
against God. 所以罪因为一个人就进到世界了。
Therefore, because of one man, sin entered into the world.
所以我们虽然没有跟他犯一样的罪，但是罪的结果却临到众人。
Therefore, even though we did not commit the same sin as him, however, the result of sin came upon all men.
所以这个罪啊，是一个权势，一个力量。
So this sin is a power, is a force.
他说会挟制人，让人没有力量去行善。
And this sin also caused men to not able to do good.
虽然很多人都说我们人主要行善就好了，什么宗教都没有关系。
Many people may say that as long as we do good, it is good enough. Doesn't matter what religion.
但是很多人稍微有一点道德的，他就会想。
However, for people who have some degree of moral standard, they would think about it.
事实上，我们想要行的善，常常我们做不出来。
In fact, oftentimes we cannot do the good that we want to do.
我们有一些不好的习惯想要改，却没有力量改变它。
And oftentimes we have bad habits that we want to get rid of, but we cannot.
这个就是一种罪的权势。
And this is the force of sin.
所以有的人良心常常自责，感到很不安。
So some people they are often rebuked by their own conscience. And
所以我们看到现在的社会有很多犯罪的倾向。
So we see in today's society there are many trends of sinning.
那个孩子很小的时候你没有教他，他也会极度会打架。
That even for young children, even without teaching him, they know how to fight and they know how to be jealous.
我的媳妇在暑假带着两个孙子他们回澳洲。
My daughter-in-law, in the summertime, she brought her two kids back to Australia.
因为过了很久，一个半月。
And they were there for more than a month and a half.
后来小孩子就在那个 Skype 里面，我们问他说：“你们想要回来吗
？”So over Skype, we ask the younger grandson and ask him, "Do you want to come?"
他说：“妈妈都不让我们回去。
”He said to us that our mother doesn't allow us to go back.
因为那个机票订一个半月
Because they booked their flight to stay.
因为他有两个小表弟可以跟他们一起玩。
And because they also had cousins there.
那个最小的还不到一岁
And the youngest of the cousin was not even one year old.
就开始学走路。
And he was learning to walk.
所以我们从那个电脑里面看到说那个小弟弟在走路了。
So over the computer screen, we saw that this little boy was trying to walk.
我们说，哇，小弟弟开始学走路了，啊，很棒啊。
So we were praising the little boy, saying that you are doing very well.
那结果我们那个小孙子就在那个电视里面，他就讲啊，他不只是会走路哦，他还会打人哦。
So my grandson told us over the computer that he not only know how to walk, but he also know how to hit people.
还不会走路啊，就会打人啊。
Even before he learned how to walk,
没有人教他。
He hit other people.
碰到一些玩具啊，就开始抢啦，就打起来了。
And nobody taught him to do that, but when they fight over toys, then they will have this kind of argument.
这是人的罪性啊。
And this is the sinful nature of man.
是与生俱来的。
And this is,this just came nature.
但是我们看到这个社会上啊，有很多啊，有那个赌博啦、吸毒各样不好的习惯。
And we see in this world there are many different bad habits people have.
比如说我们看到报纸上常常有很多啊，暴力啦、性行为啦，或者是一些啊凶杀的现象。
From the news, we can see many things about violence, sexual immorality, or many different, many terrible things.
因为这个罪啊，束缚着人，所以人没有办法，人没有力量去行善事。
Because men are bounded by sin, are controlled by sin, therefore men are not able to do any good things.
虽然有一些不好的东西啊，他们要改就是改不来。
Even though there are things that are bad that we want to change, but we often cannot.
所以耶稣来到世界就是要把人从这个罪当中啊救赎出来。
So the Lord Jesus came into this world to save men from sin.
所以我们看到说有很多啊那个本来有不好的习惯啊，后来信主来后，主耶稣把它改变成为另外一个人。
So we see many different examples among us that originally people have very bad habits, but after they believe in Jesus, the Lord Jesus helped them change.
我们有一次联合布道会。
There was once we had a evangelical service.
有一个年轻的妇女啊，她来参加。
There was a young woman who came to attend the
service. 回去以后叫她的弟弟说，你一定要到教会。
And after she came and went home, she told her brother that you have to come.
那这个弟弟是一个小留学生。
And her brother was just a visa student.
本来住在姑姑家，姑姑管这个管那个啊，所以她觉得很不自由。
And originally they stayed at her aunt's place, so he felt.He did not feel a lot of freedom.
所以大学的时候就跑到很远的地方去。
So, in his college years, he went to a very far place.
进到学校以后，哇，样样都很新鲜。
And after he got to college, everything was new to him.
学跳舞，学喝酒。
She learned how to dance and drink.
后来就学吸毒。
And then she learned to do drugs.
吸到最后啊，头发都掉光了。
And at the end, he even lost all his hairs.
他就说，我现在才不到二十岁，我头发都没有了，我怎么办？
He was not even 20 years old, and he already lost all his hair.
后来常常用那个黑色的东西啊，把头涂得黑的。
He would even try to use black ink.
不然就戴个帽子。
Or just to wear a hat.
平常不太喜欢出门。
He didn't like to go out.
他姐姐叫他说，你要到教会去。
So his sister told him that you must go to church.
耶稣会帮助你。
Because Jesus will help you.
他说我不出去，我就在家里看电视就好了。
But he replied saying that I don't want to go anywhere, I just want to watch TV at home.
电视里面也有一些布道的节目啊。
Because even on TV, I can see these evangelical shows.
后来教会有一个年长的姐妹。
But later on, there was an elderly sister.
打电话给他说，你一定要来到教会。
She called him and told him that you must.
他说，我不去了，除非耶稣叫我。
But he said that I'm not going to go unless Jesus call me himself.
那个姐妹说，你就把教会的地址电话抄下来。
But the sister told him that.Just write down the address and phone number of the church.
他就开始拼音了，他就吓了一跳。
So when he was trying to spell out the name,
我们伯恩教会哦 ，Bowen.
The name of the street, he was shocked because that church happened to be on Bowen.
他说怎么有这样的教会？
So he was shocked to see such a name.
意思是说你那个啊秃头啊啊会胜过了，会好了。
And the meaning he to him the name of the street was telling him that he will win over your bones. So he felt that truly Jesus was called.
我们刚好在开学生灵恩会，他就来。
So at that time the church had a spiritual convocation.
我们看到一个光头的青年啊，就跪在前面。
So we saw a youth who was bold.
他非常认真在祷告。
He knelt in the front and he was
praying. 传道就帮他按摩，结果他就得圣灵。
And so the ministers laid hand on him and he received the Holy Spirit.
感谢主啊！后来他整个那个不好的习惯啊，完全改掉。
Thank the Lord. Later on, all his bad habits were completely changed.
啊，他非常认真啊，查好道理。
He was very diligent in studying.
他说有时候那个情欲啊又发动的时候。
He mentioned that when his desires was
他就赶快去祷告。
Come out, he would go and kneel down to pray.
结果说是好像一股火热啊，一股火啊在燃烧一样。
And he would testify saying that it would be like a fire, a burn, a
burning
sensation.
不好的意念就把它烧掉了。
To burn away those bad thoughts.
啊，感谢主啊！后来信主以后，头发又慢慢的长出来。
Thank the Lord. After he believed in Jesus, he started to his hair started to grow back.
回到学校里面又完成功课啊，后来毕业，而且有一个工作。
He returned back to school. He finished school.Graduated and then he found a job.
后来还当教会的负责人。
And later on, he even became a church board member.
所以神会把我们从那个罪当中啊，把我们救赎出来。
So the Lord will save us from sin.
他能够救我们啊，胜过各样的试探。
He can save us from all temptations.
我们人在世界上啊，都是暂时客旅的生活。
As human beings, we spend only.Our temporary life in this world.
人生啊，七八十岁，顶多一百岁。
We can live up to 70 or 80 years old, or maybe even 100 years old.
啊，但是这个时间很快就过去。
However, time passes by quickly.
所以圣经里面说啊，人生好像云雾一样。
So the Bible describes that our life is just like
人好像睡一觉
，or it is just like sleeping.
那这个时间很快啊。
That the time passes really
我们想本来还是像青年一样，但是现在已经啊到了退休年龄了。
That I thinking back, I felt that I was just a young man, but now I'm about to retire.
啊，我也想起来过去的时间好像昨天一样。
So when I think back, my life, it was just like yesterday.
所以人在世界上啊是暂时的。
So truly, we only exist temporarily.
说这个大地好像一个舞台一样。
The Bible describes that this world is just like a stage.
一代过去，一代又来。
One generation comes and one generation goes.
时间很快啊。
Time passes quickly.
当然，我们离开了这个世界以后。
However, after we leave this world.
如果我们没有找到回天家的道路。
If we do not find our way back to the heavenly
kingdom. 不只是我们人生受苦。
Then not only do we suffer in this world.
我们要面对永远的苦。
But we will face eternal suffering.
啊，这是人没有办法承担的。
And this is something that man cannot bear.
啊，所以死亡是众人的结局。
So death is the ending of all men.
说所有的人呢，按照定命都要死。
The Bible describes that according to as it is destined that all men die.
又还要面对地狱永远的刑罚。
And after we die, we also need to face the judgment of hell.
所以人活着啊，没有真正的盼望。
So, living in this world, men do not have hope.
我们看到很多的事业家。
We see many successful business.
啊，或者是在世界上很成功的人物。
Or many successful people in this world.
但是他们面对死亡的时候，他们也是充满着恐惧。
However, when they are faced with death, they are also very helpless.
那个苹果电脑的创办人啊。
We know the founder of Apple.
啊，他四十几岁啊就离世了。
He passed away in his
四十七啊
，forty. He was 47.
啊，他要离世之前啊，在病房写了很多东西，讲了很多话。
And before he was about to pass, he said many things.
他说他算是一个很成功的事业家。
He was a very successful business person.
他的财富累积很多。
He had accumulated a lot of wealth.
但他没想到啊，他现在躺在病床上。
But he was lying on his deathbed.
他全身都是管子，都是点滴。
And he was, his body was full of tubes.
他的身体越来越瘦。
And he was losing weight.
他都知道他的时间越来越短。
He knew that his time was coming.
他回想他的一生。
He thought back to his own life.
他说：“我虽然那么多钱啊。”
He said that even though I'm so wealthy.
但是碰到我这个状况啊，我再多的钱又有什么用？
But doesn't matter how much money I have, it is helpless to my current situation.
他说啊，如果我的人生可以重来一次。
He said that if my life can begin again,
我的钱啊，赚过就好了。
That I will just make enough money.
我一定会利用其他更多的时间来做一些啊更有意义的事情。
But I will use my time and my energy to do more meaningful things.
啊，但是现在这个时候啊，都已经来不及了。
But now it is too late.
啊，不久，后来就离世了。
And then he passed away.
他说：“人生就这样。”
So this is our life.
你在世界上再大的成就，你如果没有天国的盼望，
doesn't matter how successful you are in this world, if you don't have the hope of heavenly kingdom.
耶稣说：“你就赚了全世界啊，赔掉你的生命，又能够做什么呢？”
The Lord Jesus says that even if you can earn the whole world, but if you lose your life, what good is it?
所以耶稣说他要救我们脱离诸般的凶恶。
So the Lord Jesus says that he will save us from all evil.
又要进我们进到永生的天国。
And he will lead us into the eternal kingdom.
啊，他怎么来救我们？
How does he save us?
因为他亲自来到世界上。
Because he came into this world.
啊，为我们呢，打开了一个天国的门。
And he opened up the door of heaven.
主是我们得救的方法。
And he has instructed us a way to salvation.
所以圣经里面说啊，他要救我们。不是靠我们人的行为。
So the Bible describes that he saves us not by our actions.
而是靠着神的大怜悯。
Rather, it is through the mercy of God.
啊，借着重生的洗跟圣灵的更新。
And through the baptism of rebirth and the spirit of regeneration.
啊，就是他指示我们得救的方法。
And he has shown us a way.
啊，重生的洗啊，就是借着洗礼。
And this baptism of rebirth is referred to.
洗礼要把我们的罪洗掉。
This baptism will wash away.
让我们重新成为神的儿女。
So that once again we become God's children.
让我们能够重新得到永活的生命。
So that we can once again receive that eternal life.
所以这个洗礼叫做重生。
That's why this washing is called the baptism of rebirth.
因为我们的罪得到赦免了。
Because our sins has been washed away.
所以神把他永恒的生命又重新赐给我们。
That God has given us again His eternal life.
他说我们活着信主的人，我们就要永远不死。
So that those who live and believe in the Lord Jesus shall never die.
啊，这是重生的洗礼。
And this is the washing of rebirth.
啊，然后借着圣灵啊，来帮助我们。更新我们的生命。
Also through the renewal of the Holy Spirit renews our life.
让我们慢慢达到圣洁完全。
That gradually we will reach holiness and perfection.
啊，圣灵又就做我们是神儿女的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is also the evidence of our inheritance.
我们啊，有了圣灵，有神的生命在身上，我们将来要复活。
That we have the Holy Spirit.Once we receive the Holy Spirit, it proves that we will resurrect in the future.
啊，这就是神赐给我们的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
我们在美国有一个弟兄。
In the United States, we have a brother.
他本来在台湾的时候相当热心。
Originally, he was a very fervent, devout member.
后来来美国以后啊，因为他读大学得到，在读到研究所得到博士学位。
However, after he came to the United States, he continued his
study. 后来在一个学校里面教书。
And he got his PhD, and then he became
a professor. 所在的地方离教会都相当远。
And where he lived, it was very far from.
所以他有21年没有到教会来。
So for 21 years, he did not go to church.
所以他虽然结婚，他的太太、孩子都没有信主。
Therefore, even though he was married, he later on got married, but his family members were not.
后来他的女儿啊，读高中。
And later on, his daughter went to high school.
本来是很健康的啊，那个学校网球队的队员。
Originally, she was very healthy. She was on the tennis team.
啊，有一天呢、啊，她晚上起来要上洗手间。
But one night, she got up to go to
the washroom. 走几步就跌倒了。
And then she fell.
啊，后来他们被送到医院去检查。
And they sent her to a hospital.
说她严重的贫血。
They discovered that she had iron.
因为她那个脊椎啊没有造血的功能。
Because her spine had lost the ability to create blood.
他说医生跟她讲说，如果要治疗的话，要$500,000。
So the doctor told them that if to treat this condition, it requires $500,000.
能够治好的比例大概是40%。
And the chance of success is only about 40%.
结果爸爸就问那个医生说啊。
So the father asked the doctor.
我孩子的这个病啊跟那个血癌哪一个比较好？
Compared to leukemia, which one is better, my child's illness or leukemia?
那个医生说你这个问题很好玩。
So the doctor answered that your question is very interesting.
说你的问题就是说被那个机关枪扫射死掉的，或者是被手榴弹炸死的，哪一个比较快活啊？
The doctor told him that the question that you're asking is like asking which one is better to be killed by a machine gun or a grenade.
表示说它是很严重的疾病，跟血癌一样。
It meant that This was a very serious sickness.
后来他跟教会联络。
Then later on, they got into contact.
教会就叫他们，鼓励他们说啊，来伊丽莎白教会啊，就纽泽西参加灵恩会啊，希望说灵恩会当中为他的孩子洗礼。
And the church asked him to come to Elizabeth in New Jersey to our church.
所以他们就跟医院请假就过来了。
And to so that the child can be baptized during the spiritual
consecration. 因为他的病很严重啊，所以这个身体上啊都出血。
So they took a leave from the hospital and then they came.
不过感谢主啊，因为大家的帮助祷告。
And however, thank the Lord.
灵恩会的第一天呐、啊，这个妈妈得圣灵。
The first day of spiritual convocation, the mother received the Holy Spirit.
第二天、啊、就是这个生病的女孩得圣灵。
And on the second day, this girl who was sick received the Holy Spirit.
后来第三天、啊、就去接受洗礼。
And on the third day, they were baptized.
洗礼回来以后、啊、她身上那个伤口 整个就好像结疤一样。
And after they came back from baptism, her wound on the body were getting better.
因为医生说、啊、你们、啊、参加了那个会以后要赶快回来。
The doctor instructed them to return back to the hospital immediately after the church.
医生在医院里面等他们。
The doctor was waiting for them.
结果他们回去以后，在中途转机，没有赶上飞机。
However, on their way home, they had to make a transfer, but they did not catch their flight.
医生在那里等不到，他想说大概这个孩子没有了。
So the doctor.Thought that perhaps this person is lost.
结果第二天、啊、他们才赶到医院。
The second day, they returned back to the hospital.
结果医生、啊、跟他量。
And then the doctor took a measurement.
发现那个血液、啊、几乎恢复正常。
The doctor discovered that her blood condition was almost normal.
他说你们到哪里去？你们出什么药？
The doctor asked, where did you go? What
medicine
did you
take? 说没有，我们去参加灵恩会。
They said, we didn't go. We just went to the spiritual convocation. We went to get baptized.
感谢主啊，主耶稣就忙让他很快就复原了。
Thank the Lord. The Lord allowed her to recover very quickly.
后来又回到学校里面上学，后来就毕业了。
And then she left the hospital. She went back to school and then she graduated.
所以这个当然我们洗礼不是为着医病。
Of course, we want to get baptized, not because we just want our sickness.
但是因为主耶稣就借着这些神迹啊，来证明我们的信仰是正确的。
However, through these miracles, the Lord proves that our belief
是合神旨意的。
It is pleasing to God.
所以我们就，这就是神所赐给我们呢、啊、可靠的恩典。
So this is the reliable grace that God has.To offer to us.
我们现在请诗班来献诗。
Now we will invite choir to sing a few hymns.
非常感谢主，青年四班为我们带来非常感人的歌声。
Very thank the Lord for the choir presentation by our youth choir.
借着今天的正道，让我们学习到真神对世人的救恩。
Through this evening sermon, we have learned the grace of God to that bring salvation.
现在我们要一起来唱诗。
So now let's all sing him together.
第180首。
180。
唱完诗，我们就要来祷告求灵恩。
And after our hymn singing, we will pray.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound, spread the blessed tidings all the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found, whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation of the world and hill. Tis the loving Father.The wonders home, whosoever will may come. Whosoever cometh, did not delay. Now the door is open, enter while you may. Jesus is the truth, the only living way. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will.Send the proclamation over rock and hill. Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will the promise secure. Whosoever will forever must endure. Whosoever will this life forevermore. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over bear and hill. Is the loving Father called the wonder home. Whosoever will may come.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这首诗歌告诉我们
This hymn tells us,
任何人都可以来。
Whosoever will can come.
神给人的恩典是最大的。
That the grace of God to man is the greatest.
是最宝贵的。
It's the most precious.
是影响我们最深的。
It is something that influences the most.
是别的地方找不到的。
It is something that you cannot find anywhere else.
具体来说，越宝贵的东西就越昂贵。
Usually speaking, the more precious something is,The more rare it is.
但是竟然神的恩典是免费的。
However, the grace of God is free.
一般来说，那么大的恩典呢，应该是只保留给一小部分有权有势的人的。
Usually, this kind of grace is only reserved for a small portion of people who are wealthy and famous.
但是神的恩典呢，是给全人类的。
However, the grace of God is for All men.
代表说今天也是开放给你跟我。
It also means that today it is open to you and I.
但是问题是你到底愿不愿意接受。
But the question is whether you are willing to receive or not.
神要把给你礼物但是你拒绝不要神也不会强迫你。
God wants to give you a gift, but if you insist on not wanting it, God also will not force you.
但是如果你听了神的道理。
However, after you have heard the gospel,
你得到一种莫名的感动。
If you have been touched,
感觉到神跟你很近。
If you feel that God is very near,
感觉到神在敲你的心门。
If you feel that God is knocking on your door,
这个时候你就要打开。
Then you need to open your door.
神给我们的恩典很大。
God's grace for us is great.
他最大的恩典就是要透过圣灵住在你的心里。
And the greatest grace is to live within you through the Holy Spirit.
什么叫圣灵呢？
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神本身。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is Spirit.
你看不见他。
You cannot see Him.
就好像我们看不见这个电流。
Just like we cannot see electricity.
但是你看到电灯在亮。
But when you see the light bulb,
冷气在吹。
When you feel the air condition,
你就知道有电流的通过。
You know that there is electricity.
同样你看不到神的灵。
In the same way, you cannot see God's Spirit.
就是当神的灵 进到人的心里面的时候
，However, when God's Spirit enters into your heart,
会有一种表现
，There is a manifestation,
就是说出灵言
，That is the person who speaks in tongues.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章
，Let's refer to the book of Acts, chapter 2,
第一节到第四节
，verses 1-4.
因为今天有很多第一次来的慕道朋友们。
Because we have a few friends who are here for the first time.
我们来看看从圣经啊，得圣灵的时候有什么的现象。
So let's take a look at, from the Bible what happens when a person receives the Holy Spirit.
第二章的第一节
，Chapter 2, verse 1.
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才。说起别国的话来，这里记载两千年前使徒他们第一次领受圣灵的体验。
Here records 2,000 years ago when the apostles first received the Holy Spirit. What was it like?、
那时候圣灵降临之前，好像有一种风吹过。
At that time, when before the Holy Spirit came, there was like a wind.
你看不见风啊，但是你可以感受到风在吹你的脸。
You cannot see wind, but you can feel the wind blowing.
同样，你看不到圣灵，但是圣灵降临的时候，你会感受得到。
In the same way, you cannot see the Holy Spirit, but when the Holy Spirit comes, you can experience.
然后有一个异象。
And there was a vision.
那舌头好像火焰一样降落在他们头上。
There were tongues of fire.Coming down from above.
结果他们就被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵充满的时候
，And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
有一个奇妙的事情要发生了。
Something miraculous happened.
他们就让圣灵给的口才说起一种别国的话，应该翻成说起灵言。
And they began to speak in tongues.
这是舌头在跳动发出的声音。
That they were speaking in the language that came from their tongue.
当圣灵进到你的心里面的时候
，When the Holy Spirit entered into you,
有一种很大的力量。
There is a great force.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
像今天我们听到周传道讲了很多很多的见证。
Just like the many testimonies that we have heard tonight.
神怎么救人呢
？How does God save?
是透过圣灵。
It is through the Holy Spirit.
忧郁症的人得了圣灵，忧郁症好了。
That even the person who has depression, when she received the Holy Spirit, she was healed.
患重病、癌症或者是血癌的人
，A person who was gravely ill.
得了圣灵，接受了洗礼，主耶稣医治他了。
She received the Holy Spirit and she was baptized and God saved her.
一个吸毒吸到头发都掉光的年轻人
，A person who did drug to the point where he lost all his hair.
得了圣灵之后，毒瘾戒掉了。
And after he received the Holy Spirit, he was able to stop doing drugs.
一个人体验神恩典的关键就是要体会圣灵。
So, for a person to experience God, one of the key experiences is to receive the Holy Spirit.
有人说科学要做实验。
People say that science relies on experiments.
信仰要靠体验。
But faith relies on experience.
所以我们等一下就是要来祷告来体验神。
So we will kneel down to pray and we will experience God.
祷告的方式很简单，我们现在投影一下。
The way we pray is very simple.
第一句话我们要念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First, we begin the prayer by saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray."
我们来看一下投影啊。
Please put it on projector.
投影没有，没关系，不用听的。第一句话我们要奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
First, we begin the prayer by saying, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
这句话很重要啊。
This is very important.
祷告要奉主耶稣的名。
You need to pray in the name of Jesus.
主耶稣的名最有权柄。
Because only the name of the Lord Jesus is the most powerful.
你要先念他的名出来。
You have to say His name.
然后你重复的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then you repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah 就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means praise God.
神知道你心里面有什么困难。
God knows all the troubles in your heart.
你可以告诉神。
You can tell God.
有什么烦恼，有什么疾病。
Any sickness or anything that bothers you.
嘴巴就重复的念一句，很大声的念出来 ，Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
But your mouth just need to repeat Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah 就是赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means praising God.
当你赞美神的时候
，When you praise God,
你心里面就有平安。
Then you will have peace in your heart.
当神的灵如果进到你的心里
，And when the Spirit of God enters into your heart,
你会感觉很有力量。
You will feel the power.
然后你的舌头会发有一种改变。
And your tongue will start to grow.
你嘴巴念不清楚 Hallelujah 了。
And you may not be able to speak Hallelujah clearly.
舌头跳得很快。
Because your tongue will move on its own.
甚至有一些人可能身体会震动。
And some people, their body may start to move.
就跟圣经一模一样的记载。
This is exactly according to the recording of the Bible.
同样的圣灵，五旬节的圣灵，今天也在我们真耶稣教会里面。
The same Holy Spirit that descended on the day of Pentecost also is with the True Jesus Church today.
我们刚刚听了周传道证道的时候，很多很多见证啊。
Just now in the sermon, we heard many different testimonies.
这就是神给人的救恩。
And this is the salvation that God wants to give to us.
如果你也觉得你自己需要神，
If you also feel that you need God,
你可以邀请神进到你的心里面。
You can also invite God to come into you.
他会对你有很大的帮助。
He will give you great help.
他会感动你。
He will move you.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
他会给你很大的恩典。
He will give you great blessings.
所以现在我们就要来祷告求圣灵。
So now we are just going to pray and ask for the Holy Spirit.
慕道者今天如果第一次来的，我们也欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
Even if you are here for the first time, we also welcome you to pray with us.
别人祷告很大声，哇，你听不懂他们的，你不用管他们。
You may feel that other people's prayer are very loud and you don't understand what they're saying, but don't worry about it.
你自己跟神讲话。
You just need to converse with God yourself.
神的灵进到你里面。
And when the Spirit of God comes within you,
我们所有的弟兄姐妹也帮助慕道朋友来祷告。
Then all of our brothers and sisters will also pray for you.
当你自己要愿意体验神的时候，
that when you are willing to experience God,
神一定会让你体验到他。
God will allow you to have the experience.
所以我们要求圣灵的可以到前面来。
So those who wish to ask for the Holy Spirit can come to the front.
请教会的圣职人员来替大家按手祷告。
We will ask our ministers to lay hand on you to help you with your prayer.
好，先大家一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us all kneel down to pray in one accord.